On the show today, we have NetCuso's Denise Wymore and Los Alamos Schools Credit Union's Matt Schmidt talking about building a park. But this is not any ordinary park. It's a co-op park in Los Alamos. Really brilliant idea by these folks, and can't wait to tell you all about it. And this is something that could spread nationwide, too, so check it out. And before we get on with the interview, here's a quick word from our sponsor.
What are some of the most incredible parts of owning a business?
The most incredible part is the journey of it all. The people you get to meet, the rooms you get to be in. That's hands down the best part is you don't know where it's going to take you, but it's the best ride ever. Get through all the downs because the ups are way better.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.
Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And boy, do we have an episode for you today. Right next to me, I have NetCuso's very own Denise Wymore. Denise, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for asking. Appreciate it. I like the turtleneck. I like that. Like, you're ready for the slopes.
I am.
And then right below us, we have Matt Schmidt from Los Alamos Schools Credit Union. Matt, how are you, sir?
Doing wonderful, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing great. Doing great. Thank you for asking. All right. I have been sitting on pins and needles since Denise told me about this story. You guys are, you're building a park, but not any ordinary park. This is a co-op park in Los Alamos. And Denise, before I get to the park and let Matt talk all about it, I want you to give us kind of a backstory here on the birth of Keep It Co-op movement and where that kind of was born. And then this kind of led to what's happening now, right?
Yeah. So it's kind of a funny story. When I was at Del Norte Credit Union, I was in the VP marketing. We used the Net Promoter Score survey tool that asked members, you know, how likely are they to recommend? And then the follow-up was why? Well, the number one reason was service, of course, but we found that number two was because we were a co-op. And a lot of credit unions don't think that matters. And so we're sitting on that data saying, okay, we can't ignore that, right? I mean, here's a differentiation opportunity. And so we were sitting in a room, humans in a room with a white table or whiteboard. Remember that when we used to be able to do that?
Many moons ago.
Yeah. Many moons ago. And we're brainstorming on, okay, what can we do with this? And then we had this brilliant graphic designer. He said, I know, we need to create this logo. We need to call it Keep It Co-op. And so we did the entire thing backwards, you know, like we had a slogan and a logo before we had a strategy. And so
hey, whatever worked.
And then whatever worked, but we got all excited about the logo and the whole thing, Keep It Co-op. And so then we put in the Google machine, Co-ops New Mexico. And Los Alamos kind of lit up. We had several co-ops up there that we didn't know about. And the first one formed in 1951 was Little Forest Play School. The preschool co-op is formed in 1951. And then of course there's, you know, Del Norte, which is the Los Alamos National Labs Credit Union that started in 1954. Zia and Los Alamos Schools started the next year. Zia was for the contractors of the lab. So we had this whole history, you know, connection to our credit union. But then we saw a grocery, Los Alamos Co-op Grocers. And the best part was there was a new co-op forming. They were in the fundraising stage, very, very beginning, that is Bathtub Row Brewery. So we thought, all right, credit unions, kids, beer, and groceries. Boom, there you go. It's a natural fit.
You're all over the place.
And so, Mike, it was so simple. All over. So, and they're all in LA, as we call it up here. And so one phone call, I called all these folks and said, we have this idea. Let's meet at a coffee shop in Los Alamos. And remember that? It was one meeting. Everyone said, we're in. And the whole goal was, how might we support each other under this Keep It Co-op banner and educate the community about why it's important to have a cooperative, why you should buy local. And that's how Keep It Co-op was born. Matt's been really keeping it alive. You'll hear next what he's doing because he's bringing it to the next level with his idea.
Yeah. All right, Matt. Denise has set the table for you. So what's next year? Tell us about this park you guys are building. This is really cool stuff here.
Yeah, well, you're right. Denise really did set the table for us. You know, we started out with just a simple idea of coming together. And I think maybe it is that diversity in the cooperatives that we have that have kind of kept the juices alive and kept us connected because we kind of touch different areas and aspects of the community. But overall, like the park really is just an outdoor space where we like physically can highlight our cooperative strength. So we're, you know, we talk about it a lot, right? We can have conversations, but to have a place that's physically in town, downtown Los Alamos, you know, it's just a way of kind of taking, you know, giving our members the opportunity to take ownership in something bigger than they could have done alone, you know, right. Something that we can work on together. So, you know, we're just here to serve our communities. And it just seemed like such a natural fit to bring something like this to our small town.
Yeah. And Denise, getting back to your story, didn't you guys do some research about, and then what kind of clicked with the folks there, and being a financial cooperative was one of the key drivers there. And so that's kind of segues into what you all are doing with the park, right?
Right. So, you know, and that's what a lot of people forget is that we are a financial cooperative, right?
Right.
And, you know, we need to continue to tell that story about ownership and membership. And what was great about all the three financial cooperatives up in Los Alamos is they had a connection. You know, they all were founded about the same time. And Los Alamos, of course, you know, is the home of the Manhattan Project. So there's it's a funky town. I love it up there, but we really, we had a good time working together and really retelling the cooperative principles, right? Showing the community, it can be as much as supporting the grocery store, which is super important. You know, they've got a huge Smith's, which is a Kroger up there, and urging people to recognize and to buy local. The beer co-op, right, Matt, that was a no-brainer. You know, and Bathtub Row, yeah. And, you know, Mike, the name Bathtub Row refers to a street that during the Manhattan Project, only the officers could have bathtubs because they were made out of cast iron, and that was rare during that war.
Oh, wow.
And so they jokingly called it Bathtub Row, but now it's actually called Bathtub Row, and that's the name of the brewery. Oh,
okay.
You know, so there was all the historical tie-ins to the community. Same thing with the Little Forest Play School. These were wives of the Los Alamos Labbers that started a preschool, you know, many, many, many years ago. And so when we tell those stories, it just really highlights the uniqueness of the community through that cooperation, right? Cooperation among cooperatives. That's the story we continue to tell.
Yeah, this is what it's all about. So Matt, I'm going to ask you the obvious question though. Why a park? Why not a statue? Why not, I don't know, basketball court? I don't know. So what brought you guys to a park? Obviously, well, it's not in the open, and you know, the exposure is good, but.
Right. Yeah. Well, it kind of started off as just a conversation and evolved into a park. I was sitting here in my office, and we have like a section in our lot that was really going to be unused. We were just going to have it like landscape. Maybe we throw a picnic bench out there so people can have a lunch, you know. Yeah. And it was really nothing that we were planning on doing anything with, but I was just thinking, like, this is in the heart of town. Why not reach out to our cooperatives? And I was literally staring at the cooperative principals list I have on my door in my office. Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, I'm going to call up on the co-op. So I first met with a food co-op, and they were really excited about doing something like a community garden. And I thought, oh, that's great. You know, so we met on site, and we kind of talked about what that could look like, and then leave it to the beer guys. I met with the Bathtub Row, which we affectionately locally call the Tub. And the Tub guys came and met me on site, and they're like, hey, you know, we do weekly concerts and we do events with the food co-op. Hey, what if we had some type of stage? And so that's kind of how the juices and the creative thoughts were coming. And it is a smaller space. It's going to be a more intimate venue. On our private land. And that's been another challenge, of course, is, you know, it's credit union property, but, you know, we're inviting our community cooperatives to share in this space downtown. And I think over time, it could easily evolve into something that, you know, it might take a different look or a shape as years and the needs in our community change. So I don't know, it's just really exciting. I mean, that the park idea just kind of evolved from the need of our other cooperatives. It's really just listening to each other. And I think every community is going to have a different need. And it could be something, like you said, maybe it's a basketball court for a different area. Or if it's a metropolitan area, you may not have as much space, but you can do something else creatively. So.
Well, I like how it's becoming, or from my perspective, it's going to be like kind of like this magnet that draws people in to whatever you're going to be doing at the park. I mean, whether it's a concert, a basketball game, or, you know, farmer's market, something, I don't know. So just, I'm sure there's a myriad of ideas that you guys have talked about, but it just seems like this magnet where people can come in and gather and be together finally? And then where do you take it from there? What's the next? How do you transfer the message of the co-op message? How do you take it to that next level to where people act?
Yeah, that's one of the things that I wanted to set it aside from like a normal city park or something like that. And so we're talking about at the very least having our cooperative principles displayed, maybe on the community garden or somewhere on the stage or, you know, making it feel like it's owned by the town, by our members. And so I think that to me is the long picture, is just educating people and bringing awareness to the strength that we have together, not just individually as cooperatives, but together. You know, mm-hmm. I still feel like we are stronger together.
Yeah, I'm just loving this idea. The more I talk to you guys, so I'm sure you guys are. When you guys get together, I could just imagine the brainstorming and the momentum, the snowball effect just keeps rolling. Oh my gosh! Especially when there's a couple of beers involved too. So that always helps grease the wheels. So Denise, tell me about the fundraising. It's about to start, or it has started, and what are the goals for that to kind of help build and construct? Because right now, Matt said it's like under construction right now as we're talking, I think, or what's the status on that?
So today is the official kickoff. We've already raised almost 5,000 before the official kickoff.
Oh, well done.
But to kind of add to the story of the co-op, and again, these folks, what's been really fun about these folks is they really enjoy each other's company. They're very creative. You know, the enemy of cooperation is ego, and no one has egos. It's all left aside. They just, how can we work together? And so when we started talking about fundraising, of course, it always comes into recognition, right? When people give money, they want, how can we recognize? And we looked at like BRICS. Remember, Matt, we went through all these guy races.
I know.
BRICS, you know, looking what other people had done in public spaces. And then we landed on this tree idea and thinking, okay, kind of a family tree. And then, you know, we got kind of hung up in the whole tree thing. And here's what we ended up on. So here's what you're going to see when we launch officially today, the fundraising. We have these different levels of contribution, 100, 500, and 5,000 and above. You're going to get a bronze leaf that will be engraved either with your name or your company name.
Okay.
And the backdrop of the backdrop of the stage is this beautiful kind of curved wall.
Yeah.
And so what we envision, since it's outdoors and it's a park, is that these leaves then will be displayed kind of flowing like wind is blowing, which it always is here. Yeah. So it'll be like that flowing. And so our goal really, and again, we've gotten kind of jumped the gun because we're excited. We've sent it to some of our friends. Our goal is to have as many co-ops, you know, around America, credit unions, credit union people, NCBA, NCUF, WOCU, everyone, so that we can then point to this tree and this experience that it is truly cooperation among cooperatives, right? This six cooperative principle in basically like an art installation is our vision for this.
You guys are so creative. Oh my gosh.
Leave it to Denise.
No, that was definitely a group effort and a lot of beer. That was definitely a group effort.
A couple of pints never hurts at all. So where can folks go, Matt? Where can folks go to find out more about this and even possibly even participate and obviously contribute as well? Where can folks go to check out?
Yeah, we have several sites. We actually created a co-oppark.org site specifically for this purpose. Of course, you can go to the keepitcoop.org site. And we also set up a GoFundMe. So if you were to search for, I think it's co-op-park on the GoFundMe sites, that'll take you there to find out a little bit more information. Like Denise said, we have special tiers for the different donors. And we're super excited. I think the leaves are just going to be really something displayed across the wall. So, you know, this being kind of a one of a kind, or I'm not sure if it's ever existed before, but, you know, we're kind of trailblazing. I think it's an opportunity for some people to be a part of something special. And you can do it also through our co-op park Facebook page. So we have a myriad of places that you can find information. And I'm sure that we've kind of posted some of that information for you as well.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we'll put all those links in the show notes so people can get right to it and check it out and even contribute as well. Okay, as you guys were talking, I'm thinking this could easily, very easily spread nationwide, where you have these parks, these co-op parks in certain parts of the country, and you guys are the trailblazers. You guys are the pioneers of this, and you're kind of lighting the candle for a lot of other people. I think this could be infectious in a very good way. So I can totally see this happening in different parts of the country, all over the place. So your thoughts on that, Denise, what do you think about that? I can see you're excited already.
I'm so glad that you saw that, because that's like, we actually talked about that, and you know, kind of like a franchise model. And Matt already brought up that it will be different for each community.
Exactly.
But I did meet on Juan's unscripted happy hour. I met the CEO of the NCBA. He asked me to send him the information, and he said, that's exactly what they're trying to do, is show examples of that sixth cooperative principle, right? Cooperation among cooperatives.
Yeah.
So of course the Keep It Co-op logo, the whole idea, right? We're going to give it away, Matt. It's like anybody that wants advice or how to do this, I really think this could be kind of almost like a national brand campaign, right?
I see that, yeah.
If we had more and more co-op parks. And COVID kind of drove us outside, right? I mean, so it's like,
exactly.
It's a COVID, yeah, it's a COVID compliant, you know, social distancing outdoor venue, yeah. And you know, the community garden. I mean, it's a lovely, it's also, you know, we look at fast forward 25 years and hopefully, you know, co-ops are stronger than ever and mean more than ever. And I think, you know, looking back, that's what Matt is really giving to this community, is something that's long lasting.
Yeah. Yeah. And to have credit unions kind of at the foundation of this just makes it that much sweeter. Right, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, that's something really important you bring up, is it was really the credit unions, because we're financial institutions. So a lot of time we have more resources, I guess, to get mm-hmm. behind an idea like that. You know, the Little Forest Play School, they've been around a long time, but they may not have a budget to, or the experience or manpower to kind of pull together an initiative like this. And I think credit unions are uniquely positioned in their communities to take care of their community and kind of, you know, kind of get this ball rolling. So, I think and hope that it will inspire other communities and co-ops to come together in their own way. If it is a park, that's great. And mm-hmm. I think Denise and I would love to share all of our learned experience from this process. It's been a big learning curve. I think in every community, there's a way that we can provide some sort of like a safe, like true sense of a community and allow them to flourish post pandemic, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to see you two on the big stage at the GAC next year, talking about this and then how it can spread through that.
Well, that'd be awesome.
Be epic. Yeah. Let's make it happen. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I'm sure you got lots of work on your plate, so I don't want to keep you too long from your jobs, but yeah, thank you so much. Any other final words of wisdom to wrap up here? I mean, this is such a super cool and creative project, again, that I can totally see spreading nationwide. So neat stuff.
Well, I just want to acknowledge that, again, these co-ops have been so much fun to work with. Everybody really has a good time. And, you know, to Matt's point, they have all ponied up already to help, you know, contribute financially to the park. And for the phase one, our goal is 22,000 to get phase one. We've already raised almost 5,000. So, you know, if you're listening to this and you want to help with this, we really, really would appreciate your help.
You'll get there for sure. For sure. Matt, anything else to add to wrap up?
I'll just say two quick things. One, thank you to Denise. It's really her initiative and energy that got our co-op started in the first place. So all credit to Denise for that. And second, to echo the fundraising, our co-ops have raised approximately $55,000 to $60,000 as seed money for this project. But we do need another $100,000 that we're budgeting for this park to take shape and to come to life. So anybody listening that wants to be a part of it, please come check us out, and we'd love to include you.
Right on. We'll help you get there for sure. All right, guys. Thank you so much. Again, such a cool, creative idea. And look forward to seeing it when it's done. That'd be kind of cool to travel out there and do like a ribbon cutting ceremony and have a couple of cameras there, and that'd be fun.
July 3rd is our launch, our targeted launch date, which is World Co-op Day.
Okay, perfect.
So that's when we're hoping to bring it to the world.
Okay, good deal. We'll put that date on the calendar, circle it, and we'll be there. All right, Matt, Denise, thank you so much again for your time. Keep up the good work. You guys are just stellar examples of what we all do every day and day out. So appreciate it. Appreciate all the hard work you guys do. So thank you.
Thanks. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you, Mike.
Brought to you by Canvas Credit Union.